Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You know, we were all getting ready for the baseball game. I was in the auxiliary press box, which at that time was actually the normal press box for the San Francisco 49ers, at the very top, the rim of the stadium. I wasn't important enough to be in the main baseball press box. And we were just, like reporters, schmoozing, getting ready for game three, when suddenly the earth began to move. I knew immediately what it was living in California, and it was quite frightening. I don't know for sure, but my suspicion is that because we were on the rim of the stadium where I was, may have had the most violent shaking of any place in the stadium. And essentially, we were just waiting for it to stop. And I remember when it stopped, there was a big cheer from the crowd. Everyone knew what it was for the most part, and the cheer was, we made it. We survived. And then my main goal, being a reporter, having that mindset, was to find a phone to start reporting. We had no idea how intense it was, where the epicenter was, whether there was damage. We quickly got to realize how significant this story was.
The faces on the people around you, what did they look like?
It's very interesting. The people who lived in California knew what it was. We were basically fine. The East Coast reporters, the people who were not used to earthquakes, they were quite terrified. There was a distinct difference between people who were used to earthquakes and the shaking and those who had never experienced it before. Living in California, I had gone through this many times, knew exactly what it was, but if you had not experienced it before, it was quite frightening.
As you mentioned, you immediately kick into reporter mode, breaking news at that point. How long, Steve, did it take to realize how bad it was that day?
We knew pretty quickly, within the first half hour, maybe even the first 15 minutes, when we heard a report that part of the Bay Bridge had collapsed, that sort of gave you an indication this was pretty big. To have an earthquake have that much intensity, such a magnitude enough to break a portion of the Bay Bridge, one of the iconic bridges in the San Francisco Bay Area, along with the Golden Gate Bridge, that gave you an idea that this was quite significant. Then we would look out and start seeing some smoke. Fires began. Generators had blown up. And we got a very quick sense that, yes, this was a very, very major event.
How did it compare to 1994 Northridge?
It's very interesting. In Northridge, I was at my house when the shaking occurred, and everything around me just fell out. It was I called my apartment at the time a mixed salad of every possession I had, because everything was sort of moved about. This, I think, was more frightening because you were in a place where 50,000 people were congregated at Candlestick Park. I've often joked about, in a nice way, Candlestick Park, if you recall, used to be one of the most maligned stadiums in Major League Baseball, in the NFL. It had lots of issues. Wind. One time in a World Series game, a pitcher was blown off the mound. The wind was so strong. So it came under a great deal of criticism. But I have always claimed that is my favorite stadium, because when I needed it to stay upright, to not collapse, it came through. Really, that stadium saved thousands and thousands of lives. If it had collapsed, we would be talking about this story in a much more tragic way than we do today.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.